Welcome to the Men's Health Week podcast series. I'm Mark Sainsbury. Men's Health Week is an awareness campaign. We're not after your money, just your attention. And in 2022, it's about small steps. And you've already taken one just by joining us. This series is about the areas us guys are a bit crap at dealing with. But the good news is, by taking small steps, making small changes, we can turn things around. We're not about giving sermons or lectures, but we reckon our guests have something to offer you in the areas that impact on us the most. In this episode, I'm talking to Dr. Nick Oscroft. He's my own doctor. But many of us don't have one or don't see one. What on earth is going on? Why are some so reluctant to get advice that could change their lives?
Yeah, it's hard to answer that simply, but there is a little bit of a perception, I think, that if I go in, there's going to be this pathology that's going to be put on me. I'm going to be there's going to be a disease that I'm going to be given, and I'd rather not know about that.
It's the dentist syndrome, isn't it?
I think so.
If you don't go to the dentist, nothing painful or unpleasant's going to happen.
Yeah.
Quite, because the ridiculous thing is, going to see your doctor could actually save your life.
We've probably got something to do with it as well in the medical profession. I think you can sometimes have this kind of sense of an ivory tower, someone who's kind of like a, you know, knows everything and is going to kind of judge you. And that is something that we need to work on, I think.
Do you judge? Do you judge?
I'd be a hypocrite if I did, Mark, because I've got a lot of the same stuff that you do and we all do. You know, we turn up in our rubbishy old cars as GPs and we're just trying to do what's best for our patients. We don't have other skin in the game usually.
So people shouldn't be fearful of, oh, if I go in, I'm going to get a bollocking, or I'm going to get, you know, I'm going to be embarrassed because, you know, they're going to ask me why it's been so long.
Look, I'd hope not. I mean, I can't talk for everyone, and there's all sorts of different personalities, and you find someone that you click with as a GP. I think most of it's the most important thing for me, a GP, is to hear about someone's life and what's important to them. And then see if their health is going to stuff that up and if we can do something to make their life better off.
Does it differ, do you think, in age, people's attitudes to doctors?
I think so. We get a bit of a drought of seeing people through sort of teenage years and 20s and even 30s. I'll often see young fathers and people with families who are starting to maybe think a little bit more about things, or things that are happening through 40s, 50s. And people dribble in a little bit more, but still a lot that don't come until the proverbials hit the fan.
What, and is this maybe, I mean, with the young people, is it just because they've got other things to do?
Well, they do, and sometimes they don't have a lot of stuff that they might need to see a doctor about, which is fine, but also I think sometimes we're a little bit more focused on what's in front of us and the more immediacy rather than longer-term stuff.
Does that explain why the stats are so different for women? Because women go to the doctor, they see their health professional.
I'm sure there's a male staunchness to it. I'm sure there's a cultural element that I'm not vulnerable. I've got to manage the stuff myself.
I wonder, is it also because they're childbearers, women have to take their health more seriously than us? I mean, we don't carry babies, do we? I mean, we only have to look after ourselves.
Yeah, no, I think that more individual psyche's got something to do with it.
How do you think we can encourage men to come and see doctors or see any health professional, just keep on top of their health more?
I think it's great what you guys are doing and getting a little bit of a message out there, but I think just to step in through the door and just to meet someone, just to have a conversation, it's not a hard thing to do. And hopefully you can just resonate and develop that relationship over time.
Okay. I've put it off. I haven't been to a doctor. I'm one of those guys. Say I'm sort of, you know, I'm 30. I haven't been to see a doctor since, you know, might have been since I'd left school or whatever. What should I expect? What's going to happen when I go to a doctor? Because this is the thing. I think a lot of people think, oh, you know, they're going to put me through a battery of tests and then we'll do this or do that. It might be unpleasant.
The reality is that you have an appointment time. You come in and you meet your GP. If you haven't met them before, you know, I personally feel we always need to know a little bit about you, like you would just have a normal conversation with someone, and sometimes we share a bit of ourselves. And if someone comes with an acute with a problem that needs sorting, then that's going to take the priority.
Because the first time I came to see you, I think you spent about half an hour just yakking. I'm thinking, oh, gee, has he not got any patience, this guy? And you're a very busy doctor, you know. Well, so that's important, that relationship.
It's very important, I think, personally. I think that's crucial, because I need to understand, Mark, who you were. I need to understand what, for example, diabetes meant to your life and what your priorities were. Because, you know, half the time if we write a prescription, people might not take it. So, yes, if you come in your 30s, you're probably going to come in with something that you want sorted. That's the reality of things, and we're going to talk about that. But I would hope that then you might come in another time and have a conversation about general health.
What is the advantage of seeing a doctor regularly?
Well, I always talk, Mark, about the main things that cause trouble in life, and physically, the main physical things that might limit your lifestyle or limit your lifespan. And the two broad things will be cardiovascular health. So you've got the pump of the heart and the blood vessels, which are the fuel lines carrying the blood around your body. About 40% of people whose lives end early or have disability for health reasons, it'll be because they've had a heart attack or a stroke or their kidneys have failed. And you can look under the hood and you can find some things that you might not otherwise know about that you can address. So things like diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. So that's a big group of things that we can actually do something about. And, you know, if you bought a new car, you'd put new oil in it, you'd get it serviced every now and then. It's easier to look after than to try and fix when the car's 80 years old.
In fact, we probably nourish our cars and spend more time and energy on looking after them than we do on ourselves.
A lot of us do. Not mine, it's rusty, but a lot of people do.
See, the other aspect as well, and I think that comes back to having a good relationship with the doctor, and we see so much of this around now, is mental health issues. I mean, it's huge in this country.
It is. It really is.
And once again, people do not seek help.
No. No, and that's really tricky. And I think there's a lot of societal stuff. I think there's a lot of things that we carry in our own kind of approach to things. And I think as a GP personally, I don't think we need to make that all a diagnosis or a disease. So, you know, having a chat about real life, things that are happening in your life and how that might be affecting you, not necessarily sitting down on a couch like you're with a psychiatrist, but often just opening that door and having that conversation is helpful.
So guys shouldn't be fearful of taking that first step.
I don't think so. I mean, I appreciate that it can be, and I would hope that most of the times when you're seeing a GP, you're having a conversation with a person, not someone in an ivory tower.
And every person should have their own GP.
I think so, yes.
I mean, it's the way it's supposed to work. But you've got to have – how important is that relationship, Nick?
I'm biased because that's what I hang my profession on and what I do, is that relationship is key. I think some people would argue that actually – there's a lot of things that can be more transactional and can be more in and out. Personally, I think that you miss a lot and you spend a lot of extra time and money that you can deal with issues better if you have an existing relationship.
Say you take that step. Say you go and see a doctor. It's the first time in ages. And you get there and you don't like them or you don't click. Is the doctor going to be, you know, really sort of put out that if you switch to someone else?
It happens. I mean, honestly, yeah, we all recognise. I mean, there's several docs who work here. You usually have a look around the waiting room and you go, oh, that's probably Nick's patient or that's probably Samara's patient. Or yet, not that there is that judgment, but different people resonate with different personalities, and that's how it should be. You know, there should be someone there that suits you. So no offence at all.
So you shouldn't be embarrassed about going, I don't want to see that doctor again.
Nah.
They're not going to get upset.
But just don't throw the whole lot in and put everyone in the same bucket.
Find someone who suits.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've been listening to the Men's Health Week podcast. I'm Mark Sainsbury, and you've also been listening to Nick Oscroft, a doctor at the Island Bay Medical Centre and also my doctor. And I'm not going to fire him yet. Thanks for listening. And remember, those small steps could save your life. You just need to take the first one. And thanks also to our friends at the Master Builders. Without their generous and constant support, Men's Health Week wouldn't be possible.